Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will come with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. You can call in your prayer requests at that same number. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. At this time, I would like to say, what is a Thanksgiving prayer? A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, food, life, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your grace, your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our job. Anoint our projects, ideas, and energy so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. And when we are weary, please energize us. When we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit, and may the work that we do and the way that we do it bring faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today. And, oh, Lord, when we leave this sanctuary, please give us traveling mercy. Bless our families and homes to be in order as we left it, Lord. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for everything you're doing. thank you for everything you're going to do. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
to God. My scripture reading is coming from Romans 8 and 31, where it says, "What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us?" And Psalms 46, 1 through 3, in the New King James Version says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling." Luke 1 and 37 says, "For nothing is impossible with God." I am with you and for you. When you decide on a course of action that is in line with my will, nothing in heaven or on earth can stop you. You may encounter many obstacles as you move toward your goal, but don't be discouraged. Never give up. With my help, you can overcome any obstacle. Amen? Do not expect an easy path as you journey hand in hand with me. But do remember that I, your very present helper, am omnipotent. Much, much stress results from your wanting to make things happen before their time have come. One of the main ways I assert my sovereignty is in the timing of events. If you want to stay close to me and do things my way, ask me to show you the path forward moment by moment. Instead of dashing headlong toward your goal, let me set the pace. Slow down and enjoy the journey in my presence. I hope and pray that this enjoying peace in his presence is a blessing to you as it is to me. Dear God, thank you for the gift of life and for the challenges that we face each day. We are grateful for the opportunity to grow in strength, courage, and perseverance. And may we face those challenges with faith and determination, knowing that you are always with us and that all things are possible through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So at this time, I'd like to play another selection. Praise God.
I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am a healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you.
Stop this.
I am the one. A need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word,
about to give birth to a baby. She laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Oh, body's racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but and say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can lift him.
I am.
Amen. Praise be to God. Father in heaven, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. We choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you placed in our hearts. We trust you today with everything that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. At this time, I will play another selection. Praise God.
Rabbi, I'm your slave. Hallelujah. I bless your name. And to die again. For I will look unto the altar and the finisher of my faith. Come on, let's take it higher.
I'll live for you.
I'll live for you.
I'll die in you.
For I have set the Lord always before me. Because you are on my right hand, I shall not be moved. I bless your name.
Devotional message for this evening, which is entitled Jesus is the Key. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 1, and it says, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Jesus is the ultimate key to knowing and living out God's will. Jesus is your example of the life of faith in every way, Romans 8 and 29. And he provides you with access to the throne of grace so you can learn his plan, Hebrews 4 and 16. His Holy Spirit guides you, John 16, 13 through 14. His prayers empower you, Hebrews 7 and 25. And his word provides a light to your path. Psalms 119, 105. I say this because many people believe that God's will is about living by religious or moral rules. At the most basic level, it is. But it is really much more than that. It is about a profound, intimate relationship with God himself. A relationship that results in a life that overflows with his wisdom, purpose, and power. The Father has created you with a reason in mind to fulfill an important role in his kingdom. And it is in Jesus as a person who is saved by him and through Jesus as his disciple who is in fellowship with him that you discover, understand, and walk in his purpose. I pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, you are God's will crucified. I fix my eyes on you and know you will lead me in the center of his will. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, Jesus is the key. Praise be to God. Amen. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday to Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection. And as you can hear, my voice is still a little hoarse, but I will do the best I can because God's work has to go on no matter what. So at this time, I will play another selection, Lift Him Up by Brian Cage. Praise be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's realize this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
He's in control
and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
Him I live, I move,
and have my day, move, and have my
day. Say like the best of people.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In my lips. If you believe that, sing this for the blood of people. Come on, listen.
Today we humbly come before you in prayer. May you fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessings that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts and words and actions that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection, More Than an Ordinary Servant. And Lord, if there's anything that is within inside of me, I ask you to please remove it from me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. In Genesis 22:14 in the NIV, so Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, your grace is adequate for all my needs. Those who seek your face on the mountain of the Lord find you there and find you sufficient in all things. You truly supply all of my needs from your abundance, riches, and glory. You have not left me wanting, even at times when I have experienced lack. You have come through not only to meet my needs, but also to bless me with something special, to let me know you see and you care. You are the great providing God. You give air for the lungs to breathe, light for the eyes to see, rain for the crops to grow, and love for the heart to live. You are an awesome God, worthy of all praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, at this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. Praise God. Jehovah Jireh. How many times have we looked to something else as our source when you alone are our provider? Everyone and everything else is merely a resource. Yet in our humanness, we still go elsewhere for what only you can provide. How wrong of us to feel fearful at work if someone isn't happy with us, or to feel fearful at home if we don't see how our bills are going to be paid. Forgive us for our inadequacies in thinking that the government has more control than you, or that the doctors has the final say regarding our health. You are our source. You are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And as we are waiting for our speaker for this evening, I will play this selection. And right now, we're going to open up our hearts and let Jesus come in.
Let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything you'll make it through. love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And second, you should love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you don't have to look far to find your neighbor, because right here in church, someone is hurting. All you have to do is throw your arms around them and open up your heart and let Jesus come in.
Until the next level, I will sing the righteous will sing, all the children begging and praying.
very own Barbara A. Amore is going to come and conduct our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Praise be to God. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
Oh, thank you. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you doing?
The voice is in and out, but I'm doing good.
You're sounding much better.
Yeah.
Thank God.
It's only when I talk, that's when it starts to go away again.
But you're sounding much better, so that's good. Okay, is anyone else on the line with us?
Our very own Deaconess Valerie.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. We got in here about a half an hour ago.
Okay. So how's the weather in Brooklyn? Is it pouring,
raining? Very hard, all the way from Harlem to Brooklyn and beyond.
Wow.
It's raining.
My goodness.
Off and on. Some not so hard, but mainly hard.
Uh-huh.
The wind is blowing like a tornado over here.
Oh, it's raining too?
And the winds are blowing so hard. You can hear the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was out this morning when it was very nice. Then it got cold and it snowed a bit. And then it rained a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That was it for me.
Yep, I was out there myself.
Yeah, I was out there.
It was bad.
This morning. Well, after 12, let me say that. This morning. Anyway, let's start with our lesson.
Amen.
Go on, I'm sorry. Going.
No, I was saying I was out there I went out after 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So it was still good, but it was raining. But it wasn't, and then the wind started to pick up. So I was like, okay, all I don't pay today, I pay another day. I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
it. Yeah, I was supposed to be picked up about a quarter to 12,
uh-huh.
And they didn't come until almost 12:30.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I got to my
them. We know how they are.
It's the blesser, right? Not
oh,
the
yeah.
stresser, right?
Still a blesser.
Anywhere you want to go in the city for $2, it's the blesser, right?
Absolutely.
So I was supposed to be somewhere at 1. I usually get there before 1. I got there something to 2. So.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, that was messed up. But anyway, to God be the glory. Thank you for the favor that allowed me to even do that.
Exactly.
Somebody bring us in prayer right now. I'm not.
I'll bring you. Oh, wow. Precious and Heavenly Father, once again we come on this Tuesday evening to bring this lesson to our listeners and to those in the studio. Lord God, we ask that you bless our teacher this evening, Lord God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Heal her body in a mighty special way, Lord God. Let your will be done and let this lesson bring forth what it is that you want us to hear and what you want us to learn, Lord God. We thank you for life. We thank you for strength. We thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, divine healing in our bodies, Lord God. We thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're going to do. We thank you for just blessing us and loving on us and forgiving us of our sins, Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us to guide us in the way that you would have us to go. Again, Lord God, let your will be done in this lesson tonight. and bring forth what it is that you want us to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Well, all right, we're going to continue with our lesson. The Post-Affliction Ministries of Christ. And we stopped on page 314, part 3, talking about our ascended Lord also gives gifts to the body. And it comes from the scripture Ephesians 4, 7 through 13. First he descended into the lower part, i.e. the earth.
Excuse me, Mr. Barbara, you sound a little muffled.
Okay,
you're speaking too close to the phone or something. Are you speaking really into phone or something?
No, I can't hold a book and speak in the phone. I have it on voice. I have it on speakerphone.
Oh, okay, I understand.
You sound muffled too, you know.
Oh, maybe it's a bad connection.
No, you sound muffled. But anyway, let me know if it's too much. I have to hold the phone if it's too much. Okay, I'll start all over again. Our ascended Lord also gives gifts to the body. Is that a little better?
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Okay. I think when I put it on speakerphone, sometimes that does distort the voice. But
yeah,
I'm coming
because
from
everybody is on speaker, that's why. When everyone is on speaker, it gets like a feedback.
No, it's no feedback. It's muffled.
Oh.
Yours is clear.
Well, I hear you guys loud and clear.
Yours is clearer than ours.
Oh,
me,
yeah,
maybe it's my voice, but yours is clearer.
Okay.
Okay, so Ephesians 4, 7 through 13. First, he descended into the lower part, i.e. the earth. Earth in verse 9 is in a positive genitive that names the lower part. Then he ascended on high, and when he ascended, he led captives, a host of captives. Here, Paul uses an illustration from Psalm 68, verse 18, in which the triumphant warrior is exalted when he returns with captured prisoners. He receives gifts from the conquered people and gives gifts to his own people. Christ conquered sin and death during his ministry on earth. Now he gives gifts to his followers during his ministry in heaven. In 1 Corinthians 12 and 5, the giving of gifts is also related to the Lord. Any thoughts about that?
So when they say went down to the lower parts of the earth, that means he went down into hell?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The lower parts.
He went to hell in heaven, right? He went to hell first, went down first, and then he went up to heaven, right?
Right.
And when he led captives, host of captives, assume it's angels.
What's that?
It's when he went up, he ascended high, and when he ascended, he led captive a host of captives. I assume there were angels.
No, those were people who had died.
Right.
Really?
Yep, there's no mention of the angels being in hell. Those are people who have died.
You know what? I figured he went, since Evangelist said, didn't go to hell. I figured he went, when he went down, he went to hell. And when he went up, he went to heaven.
Yeah, when he went to heaven, he took the captives with him. These are the people that died before he came.
Right. Okay, I got it now.
Okay, so we're going to look at Ephesians 4, and 7 through 13. Mm-hmm. Who wants to read that?
I'll read it. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Let me find it. Ephesians 4, verses 7 through 13. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Any thoughts about that?
Excuse me? Oh, anything about
what
you read? Stood out to me what you, when you answered my question, the eighth verse, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity the captive and gave gifts unto men, not angels, but men.
Mhm. Okay.
I got it.
Okay. Very good.
Go ahead. You know, I was thinking blindly for a minute, like there's only angels up in heaven when he said he ascended up. But he said we're going to be resurrected also.
Yeah, but the angels wouldn't necessarily be in hell. That's what he got, the ones who were captured.
Excuse me?
I said, but the angels would not necessarily be in hell.
No, I didn't say that. I said ascended up. When he ascended up,
I'm saying you said he led the angels up to heaven. I'm saying the angels wouldn't necessarily be in hell.
Those were people who were
alive before, possibly before he came even, that were captured by, you know, the devil in hell.
Yeah, I don't When the devil fell from heaven, didn't he take a slew of angels with him?
Yeah, he took a third of them.
So where did they go?
Down on earth.
I believe they're around the earth now doing the evil deeds of their father, Satan.
Exactly.
And you don't think none of them is in hell?
No, I've never read that they were in hell. No, it says the captive.
Well, I'm going to leave it alone. I don't really get that deep.
Well, it's fine.
Like when I opened the Bible, I was looking for a love story. I was looking for poetry. When I was reading the Bible, I saw a scripture that mentioned a poet, and I just underlined it. Maybe I'll talk, if we had time, I was going to point it out to you. Because I was looking for poetry, and I don't get that deep. So I know not to be too ignorant about it. I don't,
poetry. Ecclesiastes is poetry. Psalms is poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs is considered, I don't know if it's considered poetry so much, but the ones I named already and maybe more. Those are for
no, but like I
Song
like I saw in me today,
what's
like
that?
I when I saw the word poet, it just jumped out like I was reading, like I was seeing you. So it seemed like I saw your name. You know, when it just said, because you don't, you're looking for things. I mean, when you don't, if you have to put yourself in the word and go along exactly with the word and sort of interpret it for yourself. It doesn't just really stand out. This is you, you know. This is you. You know, so that's what I mean. So when I saw the word poet, I thought of you.
Can I read the commentary for verse 9 in Ephesians 4?
All right.
Where it says that, okay, it says, notice that it says.
A little bit louder.
Oh. It says, notice that it says, He ascended. This clearly means that Christ also descended to our lowly world. Now, the commentary says the lowly world may be, one, the earth itself, lowly by comparison to heaven. Number two, the grave, or number three, Hades. Many believe Hades is the resting place of souls between death and resurrection. However, we understand it. Christ is Lord of the whole universe, past, present, and future. Nothing or no one is hidden from him. The Lord of all came to earth and face death to rescue all people. No one is beyond his reach. So those people that was in hell, Hades, those are the people mm-hmm. that died before Christ came. So when he ascended down before, and then when he came, ascended up, he brought those.
Wait. Oh, hold it right. Hold it right there. He didn't ascend to hell. He descended to hell.
Right. Descended.
Right.
Okay. He descended to hell. So, which means that he went down to hell to get those souls that was there before, you know, before he came. So
that were captive.
Right.
Thank you. And so you said there were three things. It could be the earth. I didn't hear the middle thing. And then Hades. What's the middle one you said?
Oh, it says number one, the earth itself. Number two, the grave. Or number three, Hades.
Okay.
All right.
So probably all three, really.
All three.
But... my understanding is that he went to Hades, that he went to hell.
Yeah.
And got, you know, go to the captive.
Yes.
That's my understanding, too, that Hades is hell.
Yeah
that's not
just,
a problem.
You know, they call them different names in the Bible, but it means.
So let's look at Psalm 68 and 18, and that's talking about... He led captive a host of captives. Here, warrior is exalted. I'm sorry. Paul used an illustration from Psalm 68 and 18, in which the triumphant warrior is exalted when he returns with captive prisoners. Psalm 68 and 18. Let's see what that says.
Psalms.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're here.
You have it?
Oh. Where are we? Because I didn't hear you.
Somebody called. Psalm 68 and 18. That's what we're reading. You got it?
68 and 18 says,
You want me to?
It says the chariot of, and this is starting at 17, the chariot of God, twice 10,000 and thousands more besides. The Lord in the lead, riding down Sinai, straight to the holy place. You climbed to the high place, captives in tow, your arms full of booty from rebels. And now you sit there in state, God, sovereign God. So what is this talking about?
I think it's talking about when he ascended to the heights. When you ascended to the heights, you led a crowd of captives. You received gifts from the people, even from those who rebelled against you. Now the Lord God will live among us there. I think they're talking about Jesus.
Yes.
When he ascended.
But what's going on with that?
I think this is when he took the people, when he retrieved the people at Mount Sinai at the same time. I don't know. I'm confused already.
Valerie, what do you think?
Oh, wait. Let me unmute her. Okay. All right. Val?
Yeah.
68.
Any thoughts about Psalm 68? Any thoughts about Psalm 68 and 18?
68 and 18. One second.
What I just read. You didn't hear it?
No, it was kicked out.
No.
68 and what? 18. Psalm 68:18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among men. That reminds me of a scripture that says, let the tares grow together.
The tares?
Yeah, the terrorists go all together.
Okay,
that's
all right, but what I'm asking is, what is this scripture saying?
It's saying almost the same as, you know, that question I had, the first part of it. Is that God went up to heaven, higher than the heavens, and he gave gifts to men.
Okay.
And gave them liberty. And gave them gifts.
That's what I was waiting for. Thank you. So he's giving out gifts. He's giving out booty, as it says. All right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. And the next one is 1 Corinthians 12 and 5. Let's look at that evangelist. 1 Corinthians 12 and 5.
Okay. First Corinthians 12:5 says. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. The Lord is there. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord.
All right. And mine is 4:2-11. It says, God's various gifts are handed out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various ministries are carried out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere, but God himself is behind it all. Every person is given something to do that shows who God is. Mm-hmm. What about that? Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit to all and to all kinds of people. The variety is wonderful. What do you think about that?
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Because each one of us have our own special gifts that God gives to us.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm. And to me,
it says
something about the different, to me, it speaks to the different denominations. Why are we at conflict with each other while the Spirit the Word is telling us there's going to be different administrations, diversities of operations, and, I mean, you know, but we're still all under that one Spirit. We all came from that same blood, and that same Spirit is given these different gifts or administrations or diversities. So why should we, you know, why should we bicker with each other about that? So what, you're Muslim. So what, I'm Baptist and you're Catholic. There are different administrations. There are different diversities. But are we of that Spirit of God? Do we wrap those commandments around our hearts as individuals?
Mm-hmm. And this part says, God's various ministries are carried out everywhere, and they all originate in God's Spirit. God's mm-hmm. various expressions of power mm-hmm. are in action everywhere, but God himself is behind it all. This is the part I like. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone mm-hmm. benefits. That part is, like, phenomenal. Everybody
yes.
is given a gift to show what God is to them.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Do any of you have a word for your gift that you show to others that proves what God is to you?
Well, okay, I'll go.
Okay.
I don't claim to be a genius, but I give God, I'm grateful that God gave me the gift of discernment,
mm-hmm.
that I could go with a good intention, that I could go with a good how do you call that when you feel something that's right or what's wrong? So
a sense of discernment, yeah.
Yeah, so I just, you know, thank God for that. I don't have to always be right, but I'm not always wrong because you're leaning towards the right way, not, you know, I'm not using my gifts, letting the devil use me, so.
Okay.
And I just give it to God. I don't have to be perfect.
So can you show this to other people, or is this something that you experience, you know, within yourself?
Something shared with other people? I like
is that
the
something
music
that,
industry.
No, that's not my question. My question yeah. Is that something you can show to other people, or is that something that you can have only within yourself? People don't know if you're discerning.
Well,
do
people,
they?
People appreciate good judgment. People
No. That's, you're not answering
right.
the question. I'm saying people.
In sharing with others, that's my answer. And to make a good judgment, people appreciate that sometimes.
Okay. Evangelist, what do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, I show my appreciation by, you know, being compassionate with a person or trying to help somebody when they're hurting or in need, you know, like,
like
you're on the bus and the old person get on and they're like, you know, with a walker or a cane, you know, you get up and you give them their feet. So that's like showing, you know, you have compassion for that person or you have love for that person. And like, I also feel like when I used to work in the nursing home and I would, you know, go out of my way to help the people that didn't have like anybody to come and visit them and or to bring things for them. Like, you know, I would buy little things from the gift shop, like a, you know, a nightgown or a scarf or something for that person for their birthday or holiday. You know, things like that.
All right. Amen.
Evangelist.
Yes, ma'am.
I really like that. I really like that. And I my last job, I mean, there was some good people, some bad, but we learned it was policy to have empathy for our peers, which were mentally ill persons. And we couldn't even use that term, mentally challenged, we say now. Like, you don't call the people retarded. There's a different word. It's an evolution that has occurred with mental illness and, you know, still working on destigmatizing it. But, yeah, that was a policy, a company policy to have empathy for others.
Right. I mean, like, you know, you don't mistreat them because they're different from you. Or, you know, to me, I felt more compassion for the ones that, you know, had more illness or they couldn't do for themselves. Or, you know, I guess sometimes we say, oh, that's the way I was raised. But no, that is the love and compassion that God put in your heart towards your fellow man.
Right. In the heart, some people have to be taught it and practice it. But, you know, yeah, it comes from the heart too, And so that's your gift because it comes from your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Great.
All right. That was 1 Corinthians 12 and 5. And it rounds up with this sentence, the giving of gifts is also related to the Lord. Section 4. The ascended Lord, very well, ladies, I appreciate what you said. The ascended Lord also empowers the body. John 15, 1 through 10. This well-known illustration of the vine and branches makes clear that without the power of the living Christ flowing through us, we can do nothing. Clearly, that power is resurrection power, dependent on a relationship of our being in him and his being in us, 14 and 17. And that relationship did not exist before he went to the Father. On his part, this ministry involves discipline or encouragement, depending on the meaning of takes away in verse 15 and 2, as in 11 and 39, but which can also mean lift up, as in 8 and 59, and cleansing in 15 and 3. On our part, it requires abiding, which means keeping his commandments, verse 10, 1 John 3, and 24. What does it mean to abide in Christ?
Obey?
No.
No.
And to live inside of him.
To live inside
of him. To dwell with us.
To abide in
him.
Right. Okay. Thank you. So we're going to look at John 15, 1 through 10. Evangelist, would you read John 15, 1 through 10?
Okay.
And then Valerie, get ready for 14, 17, John John 15:1-10 right now.
15:1-12 Ooh, Jesus is speaking. Jesus teaches about the vine and the branches. Where is it? John 1-10 And it says, I am the true vine. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that has to that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes. Stop.
What does that mean?
It means that if we don't remain in him, then, you know, we can't produce any fruit. So in order
Amen.
To... Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Go on.
Yes. Number five. Yes. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you cannot do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withered. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. Where am I going up to? 13?
10.
10? Oh, I passed. Oh, that's 10. Yes. So we have to remain in with Jesus and in order to produce good fruit. And when
not only with him, in him. Abide in him.
Right.
Not just with him.
Yeah.
He has to be in you, and you have to be in him, like
right.
he says he is with his Father.
Yes.
All right? And let me just read this portion. It says, this is starting at 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation, intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is deadwood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as my disciples, I've loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done. Kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now, that is beautiful.
Awesome, right? And Deaconess Valerie, 14:17
14 and 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwells within you and shall be in you.
Okay, I just want to read mine. Starts at 15. And Valerie, get, what's the next one? 15 and 2, well, we read that. So let's look at 11 and 39, Valerie, when I finish reading this, okay?
All right.
Okay, so I'm reading 14, starting at verse 15 through 17. And
okay.
This is the subtitle is The Spirit of Truth. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and he'll provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world can't take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know him already because he has been staying with you and will even be in you. Amen. And what are we speaking about there?
The Spirit of God, the truth.
The Holy,
Holy
Spirit.
The Holy
Spirit.
The
Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, 15 and 2, Evangelist read already. So,
mm-hmm.
Valerie, we're going to 11 and 39. John,
11:39. John, right?
Yes, ma'am.
We're still in John, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. For he have been dead 4 days.
Wait a minute.
That,
is that
you said John
11. Oh, I'm
you said
11:39. I'm wrong.
You meant 12? You meant 12:39?
No, 11:39.
That's John 11:39.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that was 11:39 in my book. First John.
Okay, I was at 12, but anyway. So would
is
you reread that?
Okay, somebody else read it because I got the same thing for 12:39. I mean 11:39. Is it 11
okay,
or 12?
I'm just asking you to reread it. I was in 12 by mistake.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know what you were
John
reading. I'm just
11:39. It
yes.
does go specific. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he have been dead 4 days.
Okay, so... this is, I don't understand this one now.
Yeah, because that's going off the subject, really. And it has to do with the gifts and Jesus abiding within us. So we're, are you sure that's the verse
so,
we're supposed to?
On his, I'm reading the book. On his part, this ministry involves discipline or encouragement, depending on the meaning of takes away. At 15:2, as in 11:39, but which can also mean lifts up, as in cleansing and... Okay, so we're going to take that to mean lifting up when he resurrected Lazarus?
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
That's the only thing I can see. They're comparing 15:2 to 11:39.
Okay.
And 15:2, I just want to look at that again.
15:2 says, he cut off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more.
Okay, I don't really see the relation, but okay.
Okay, let me see what the commentary says. 15:2. The commentary says,
oh, I see what it means.
It says, Jesus make a distinction between two kinds of pruning. One, cutting off, and two, cutting back branches. Fruitful branches are cut back to promote growth. In other words, God must sometimes discipline us to strengthen our character and faith. But branches that don't bear fruit are cut off at the trunk, not only because they are worthless, but also because they often infect the rest of the tree. People who don't bear fruit for God or who try to block the efforts of God's followers will be cut off from his life-giving power. So that's what he said.
Amen. All right.
I mean, it was kind of a little confusing at first.
But I could explain, like, he took us back to resurrection of Lazarus, because since Lazarus abided within Jesus, Jesus abided within Lazarus, he was able to perform that miracle of resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Jesus was in Lazarus and Lazarus was in Jesus?
Yes. But I was looking at the book, too, the textbook, where the scripture, where you took the scripture, 11:39, but which can also mean lift up as cleansing. Or on our part, it requires abiding, which means keeping his commandments.
Okay.
It's the bottom line of number 4.
All right. We're going to end it here.
Yes.
And if we have to come back to those other scriptures, we'll do that. The ones after 11:39.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that expository answer, Deaconess Valerie.
Amen.
All right. And we're going to pick it up at B, but first we're going to go back to those other scriptures, if we have time, and if we're in the mood to do that, okay?
Okay. All right.
If not, we'll just proceed with B as preached for his people. It's 7:56. Any thoughts about the lesson? Any ideas or what have you?
Well, I was asking about the two different of, you know, lifting up and things. That's kind of like, wow, okay. So it does have more than one meaning.
Yeah. Which is what the book said. It has, it could mean, you know, cleansing, lift up, disciplining, encouraging, takes away. So, yeah, it could have a few meanings.
A few of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I love how God gave gifts of various gifts, diversified gifts, to all types of people with the faith. And I just loved how that just resonated with me, because I used to always think about how, you know, the Jehovah's Witness would come around and say, I'm the true religion. So where does the other religions of the world fall? And to me, if we are branches and we allow the vine to dwell within us, you know, we can have that different administration. And that's what the Bible says.
Wait, what do you mean when you say administration?
Well, my Bible says that the different, there's different, you know, like different, Okay, now I don't know where we got it from, where we were at.
No, what do you mean? That's what I'm asking you. What do you mean?
Well, the way your Bible said it in a different way, but the way you described it was more in lay terms, where you said, like different churches.
No, this was talking about different ministries.
Different ministries.
Ministries,
different
not
ministries.
Administrations. That's
what I'm
trying to get the clarity of what
okay,
you mean by administration.
Faith. Different faiths, different ministries. God gave, you know, to various people, different people. But these
mm-hmm.
people were in Christ, in the spirit of Christ. We're just not all the same. And God brought that out in the word tonight that, you know, the all different type of people he gave different gifts to with
mm-hmm.
the same spirit, with the same spirit.
Right.
We were born again with the same blood and given
with
gifts
the same
with
spirit.
That same spirit. That's why
mm-hmm.
we're all in the same body of Christ.
All right.
So when you think about it, you know, people all over the world, we got different, we speak different languages, so we're going to be a diversified group. And, you know, the Jehovah's Witness used to confuse me as a young person. You know, we got the true religion. And I'm like, if God is not going to, and that person and this person. But I feel like, you know, the word is telling you have to have that spirit within you. Chain those commandments around your heart. That's what God is looking for. Could you take in the commandment, what I commanded you to do?
Are you obedient?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Are you obedient to the commandment?
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's important. Amen.
Amen.
So if we're all ready, I'll close us out unless someone else wants to do so.
No, you can close
precious
us out.
Precious and Heavenly Father,
thank
once
you,
more
Jesus.
And again, few of your humble servants assemble at this 7 o'clock hour to give you praise, glory, and honor. Father God, mm-hmm. we thank you for another lesson.
Yes.
I pray that it was facilitated in a way that could
mm-hmm.
bring understanding to all concerned,
mm-hmm.
including myself. So
yes,
I can't
yes.
thank you enough, Lord God. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. Bless everyone that's on the line, Lord God.
Yes.
Bless them in every capacity that they need a blessing, wherever they're lacking, whether it's mental, physical, financial, spiritual, relational,
yes.
any way, Lord God. Touch them
mm-hmm.
with your finger
touch
of love and continue to make a way where there seems to be no way, because we know
yes.
that you've already made the way. It's just a matter of it being manifested for us. So bless everyone that's listening to this. Bless the apostle, bless the reverend, bless the sound man, bless the first lady, bless all the ministers and all of them, whoever they may be. I'm not going to call them all by name. Even bless Chico, Lord God. So we thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. And Lord God, I pray that this year, 2024, will be the best.
Yes.
that any of us have ever seen for whatever reason. Lord,
yes.
I know you can. I know you will. I know you're able if it be thy will. So we thank you. Forgive us of our sins, those of omission and commission. Thank you for your favor, your looking out for us, your succoring us, Lord God. And
yes.
again, I can't thank you enough. Just hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We adore you and can't do
yes.
anything without you. So all these blessings I ask in the matchless name of your Son, our Savior, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank
you.
Amen.
Love you.
Can I call you later, Sister Evangelist?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that now or what? No?
Yeah, 1 minute. Just 1 minute.
Okay.
Evangelist, me and Sister Barbara was talking about, I don't know if we were all talking about it, but I know me and Sister Barbara brought up maybe we could have a dinner for Jake and Clyde or something and try to invite them back in the fold or, you know, just give them appreciation dinner or something like that.
Okay, for when?
I don't know.
We have to get a date. Thing is up we have to get a restaurant. We have to get a time when everybody's free and wanting to do it.
Yes.
But
true.
We just wanted to plant that seed. Uh-huh. And my thought was that the ladies would get together and have another dinner, and somehow we would get to invite Jake and Brother Jake and Reverend Clyde to come back on the air. They don't have to stay, but I miss them. I'm sure we all miss them. You know,
yeah, that's a good idea. We get to hang out, but we get to also have the appreciation for them.
Well,
yeah,
we could talk about it. Just wanted to plant the seed so you can consider it and see if it's good for you, and you know, it would be good for us. I know it would be good for all concerned. You know, if we did something like that, so think about it, and we'll share it.
Okay.
I guess when we have our meeting, maybe tomorrow, right? Valerie?
Oh, yes.
So
while we're on.
Maybe
even tomorrow we can bring it up again. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to put it out there so you can be thinking about it, okay?
Inch
whatever way
inch,
you want to do it,
inch.
Whatever way the Lord lays it on our heart.
Whether
it's a dinner. Wait a minute. Can I just say?
Sure.
Whether it's a dinner for everybody that was mentioned, or just the dinner for the Daughters of Divinity, an appreciation service for the men, the guys, the two guys, or what? Let's look at it like that, okay? And don't forget, we have to find a place for our next retreat. Don't forget that. It won't necessarily be discussed tomorrow, but we're going to have to, you know, think about what we want to do for the next one, okay?
Yeah. And so our Daughters of Divinity dudes, and you know, because I help pay for a speaker and or the gift that you gave the speaker, you know. Because the speaker rode free. The speaker had their own hotel rooms paid for and everything. So we gotta pay our dues. I'm putting up 25. If four of us put up 25, that's 100 a month.
Well, everybody hasn't agreed to dues, so.
Well, whatever God puts on your heart, Barbara, I know you do. How you do what you need. Okay. Cut it short. So I wanted to tell you guys something. Oh, Evangelist, you know how sometimes you get frustrated and you say, you know, but this person is not going to listen. I'm like, inch by inch is a cinch. Let's chip away at this because we don't need to lose any souls. We need to keep what we got and get more.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing anything. They should be able to come back online. We go to church in the morning and we're home before 3. They're just resting up. They're just resting up. I mean, I come online.
That was their choice, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got to treat them like babes in Christ. You got to give them the meat, the milk, you know. Anybody we don't want to turn from Christ.
They chose to leave. So, I mean, like, if they come back, then that they come back. But like I'm saying, if they don't want to be in the church.
No, we're not going there. We're not going there. We're just going to show some love if they reject. The love, then so that's, you know, I don't think, you know, that's not natural. That's not natural. I don't know. Those guys seem like they want too much attention from the pastor. That's the problem. So we give them some love. We give them some love. That's it. if they can't accept that, you know, we then they need therapy.
That we snuck that one in there. All right, all right.
She snuck that one right on in there.
She snuck that one in there. That's right. That's right.
From the heart.
But we love them. You know, we love them.
We do. We really do. Yeah. We never stop loving them.
No, we don't stop.
Sometimes you got to go and venture out and do what you think the Lord put on your heart to do.
Well, you know what, Evangelist, you told me how to pay my tithe this month. So I figured it out. I'm just still thinking about it because that was tough. But maybe we could get a gift when I'm out of our tithe this and down. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
We're here. We're here.
Oh, I thought y'all hung up on me.
No, we're here.
Okay, maybe you could get an appreciation gift. Really make it an appreciation dinner because we already went out. We get together for the third time. You guys went out before the event, too. And we get together for the third time, the Daughters of Divinity, without the men. I mean, we could be getting together, but let's just make this something for them, the men, all of them. And have something for the pastor, too.
Food for thought, okay?
Yeah, food for thought is right. But because, you know, if we may make these plans, but we still have to run it by pastor because I don't want to make all these plans and things.
No surprises, no.
No, it has to be agreed upon before we even make the plan.
Trust me.
Yeah, those things have to be because you remember how it went the last time when we wanted to surprise Apostle, and he was like not having it. He didn't want to show. All right, so we have to run it. We can't surprise him. That apparently is obvious.
No,
we'll think about it. I'm going, ladies. Y'all, love you.
One more thing, ladies.
Have a beautiful evening. Okay.
For the New Year,
good
luck. I text Pastor, Happy New Year's. And I sent them a picture of Jake and Clay. And he welcomes them back. Let me see what he said. I'm going to read what he said. Let me see. Okay. Okay, so good morning, Pastor. Sister Barbara suggested that we do something for Minister Clyde and Brother Jake to return to the ministry. He said, thank you, but that would be...
That's what you text?
Yes, that's what I said. And then he said, thank
you. Okay, but you should have put your name in there, too, not just Sister Barbara, but we. It should have been we.
I'm sorry.
Go on.
Okay, he said, thank you, but... That would be up to them. We would welcome them back for sure.
Okay,
so just,
good.
Yeah, so
that's what
everything else we leave on the table. Yeah, that's what Pastor said. Everything else we leave on the table, too.
Okay. All right, so the door's open. That's good.
All right.
Yeah, inch by inch is the same.
Okay. Well, anyway, ladies, I got to go take my baby outside, and I got to
Okay, it's pouring. It's over here. Probably pouring over there, too.
Yeah, well,
Bundle up tight.
I'll call you tomorrow early, Evangelist. I'll call you tomorrow early in the day.
Okay. We have the scaffold, so I take him under the scaffold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And get back in and drink some more tea and some more cough syrup and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah
with some honey and lemon and stuff.
Yes.
And not too much stuff, but honey and lemon.
Yep,
I got plenty of lime, lemon, and honey.
Okay.
I wish I could put some of that other stuff in there.
You could.
You know I will.
Well, hey.
Hey. You have a
feel
wonderful
better
night, because I know I am. God bless you.
What's that?
And thank you for a beautiful lesson.
Oh, to God be all the glory. Thank you for appreciating it.
I love this. I can't wait till next week one when we get on.
My God, my God. Thank you so much. Love you all. Hugs, kisses, love, and blessings.
See you tomorrow, God willing.
Be safe. Yes, God willing, we'll see each other tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Shalom.
Good night. Shalom.